everybody. Thank you for tuning in to episode 192.B of Press A to Listen. I am your host, Smitty Smith, and joining me as always, Pantless Steve.
Hey, maybe you'll hear this. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We've been away for quite a while. We attempted to record a show, I think, 2 weeks ago, and it screwed up, and basically, and we went over all of this on that show, but I've lost all motivation towards writing, podcasting, even emails. I've got 1,300 emails in my inbox right now. I just kind of had to step away from everything for a while. I don't know what it was. I had the overwhelming urge to not do anything. It could be summertime. Spent time with the kids, with the family. I've got the part-time job. So, you know, there's all that. But hopefully we're back. And I think going forward I might, you know, break it up into seasons. So this will be, you know, season 2-1, episode 192. Because, I mean, you got to have those big numbers, right?
You're just complicating everything.
Yeah, okay. It's like Destiny. There's all these different currencies. Yeah?
Is that what we're doing? We're going to talk about Destiny?
Oh, yeah. Well, we could turn it into a whole Destiny podcast, Steve. I mean, officially.
Well, you'd have to play the game.
I'm reinstalling it tomorrow.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I had it reinstalled for a while. But rather than talk about all the games that we played over the long break, we'll pick
We already
choose.
Did that.
Yeah, we'll pick and choose a couple here and there. And
nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Well, why don't you kick us off then? I don't
even remember what was on that list that we talked about.
I know.
Time.
I've got just a couple still written down.
Let's start with the obvious one. We've been playing No Man's Sky.
Oh, yeah. No Man's Sky. You're playing on PS4. I'm on PC.
I am, and you are.
That's right. It's a real good game.
I like it.
Yeah, I had to take 2 days, like the last 2 days, and I haven't touched it just because...
I think you kind of have to.
Yeah.
It's not a game that you can just sit down and marathon. I've kind of gotten myself to like an hour and a half, 2 hours a night, and I do that. I'd say I do that like 3, maybe 4 times a week. And I think that's like the perfect amount of time to play that game.
Yeah, that seems right. I mean, when it came out, I played, 3 or 4 days in a row... the way that I play games.
Yeah,
just hardcore. I've got my ship to 48 slots. That's the biggest you can get. So I'm in the process of satisfying my OCD where you connect all the shield things together and you know, the blasters and all that stuff, so it looks pretty as well. Unfortunately, the ship, the 48 slot ship, it's hideous. I really want a different ship, yeah. So I'm a little disappointed there. But essentially, the game is... It's all exploration.
Inventory manager of the game.
Yeah, that too. And you know, small businessman of the year.
Yeah.
Simulator.
Yep.
Where you're just buying low, selling high.
Yep.
People have been just absolutely shitting on the game because, I mean, essentially it's... It's the same thing. You fly to a new planet, you explore it, you check stuff out, and you mine.
Yeah. Mine, and then...
Fight some sentinels.
Move on.
Yeah, and then off you go. And I can certainly understand the complaints that are coming out about it. I kind of knew going in that this was just going to be me flying around exploring stuff. It sounds like their first major patch is going to introduce base building. That's kind of
it's their first big expansion. I think patch wise, there.
I thought they said patch. It's going to be free, but
well, that stuff's going to be. There's all kinds of who knows. Right now, the last thing that came out was like working on getting some stabilizing, and you know, the PC version had some issues for certain people, so they're trying to get that stuff worked out. And they basically said, let's get everything kind of smoothed out, ironed out, and then we'll start working on content. But yeah, base building the real big ships.
Freighters?
Like freight ships, yeah, you'll be able to acquire some of those.
Yep. which is really cool. I mean, I do wish the interface was a little bit better, the GUI. Playing on PC though, NoMansSkyMods.com. There's a ton of stuff that is just super useful. I mean, there's the bullshit that you get as well. For instance, you can turn your audio into Rick from Pawn Stars. Yep.
Why? Yeah, why would
I have no idea.
I mean, I guess.
And then
why
there's
not,
the,
right?
The yeah. cheating ones, which, man, I have to tell you, I have been fighting so hard not to cheat in this game.
I feel like if you do, like, inventory cheats, though, like, that's the game at that point, right?
It is, yeah.
Like, there's just... But, you're not even playing anymore.
I used the... We'll call it the game mechanics, but they're weak game mechanics. And this, actually, it's essentially, it would be an exploit to get up to 48 slots on my ship. Like, there's these different alien races that you can interact with. Cataracts, is that one of them? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Gek is one.
If you're on a Gek planet and you find a transmission tower, you go to the tower and you use it to find a crashed ship, and that's the only option you get at a transmission tower. As long as it's a Gek planet and a Gek transmission tower, you can use it over and over and over and over again. So you can have 15 or 20 crashed ships, waypoints, and just go to each one. Every time you go to one, you're going to get one more or one less inventory slot on the ship you find. And you can just, you know, hop in and go, obviously. So I did that on one planet until I got all the way up to 48 slots. Which is bullshit. It took a while. I've found out you have it's called a multi-tool. It's the thing you use for combat and mining at the same time. Multiple uses. Hence the name. I found
that's why they call it. Okay.
Yes. I found that buried in the file somewhere. They don't tell you, but 24 is the max space you can have on the multi-tool.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. I found the 24 slot one early on in my travels. Way early on. And I've been looking for one that's better the whole time, and then finally I read that 24 is the max you can go, and I'm like, oh shit, okay. So at this point, you know, I've got the max inventory slots for your ship and your tool. At this point, I'm just looking for, you know, aesthetic changes. Like, because everything looks different. And someone posted on the subreddit, there's a matte black ship that you can get.
Hmm.
I want that so bad.
I haven't seen anything really, like, black in
no,
that
I haven't
game.
Either.
It's very colorful.
I saw, it looks like a fighter jet, but the wings have the big circle around the back of them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it was just all white, like platinum white, but it had shit for storage space. I'm like, son of a bitch, I wanted it so bad.
So I started this game over.
Yes, yeah, tell that story.
So I got some pre-order incentives, and I put my codes in, and as soon as you, like, land, there's, like, a menu pop that says, you know, go to the menus or go to your options or whatever and redeem your downloadable content. And I was like, well, shit, yeah, okay. So I went in and I redeemed everything. And one of the things you get is a ship with a little bit more, like, space in it.
Yeah, I got that one as well.
But if you – so I, before I did anything, right, like, I immediately accepted this new ship. And so, like, the first – I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on how long it takes you, portion of the game is to build a hyperdrive, right?
Yeah.
And that allows you to jump to, like, a new galaxy. And
which
so this
is pretty
new,
cool.
Yeah, and so, but this new ship had a hyperdrive already in it, okay? So it essentially broke the kind of... And I mean, like, there's storytelling, and then there's... It's not a ton, right? It's just kind of, like, get to the center of the universe. But... They kind of breadcrumb you along to certain areas in order to at least get your hyperdrive built, and along the way you find decent upgrades for, like, your multi-tool and, like, suit upgrades and all of that.
Blasters, sure.
So, like, I immediately had this hyperdrive, and when you start the game, there's this thing you basically interact with that says, you know, yep. Do you want to take, like, a guided path? And so it's not, it'll kind of lead you in a direction you want to go.
Yeah, puts little waypoints on your game.
But also you can still do whatever, right?
Right, right.
Or do you just want to say, I'm just going to do whatever and just explore? And so that never, I was never able to access that, because I had already kind of basically completed the objective that that thing builds for you. So at which point it didn't really take me to these certain locations where you walk in and there's like a new multi-tool on the wall that you can buy. And so I'm, you know, 6 or so hours in with like the starter gear, and you're sitting here talking about like, oh, I've done this and that, and I found this, and I'm like, man, I haven't seen anything. Like, I didn't see any multi-tool upgrades. I saw new ships, but they were all like 1 million currency because, you know, it's the next kind of, that's the next big upgrade for...
1 million currency seems like a lot early on, too.
Yeah, I mean, you can...
I'm
again, if you manipulate the system, like, you can you can get that stuff rather quickly.
I'm running into ships now that are costing 180 to 200 million. It's crazy.
Yeah. So I kind of did some research, and I was like, I read, like, if you do this, if you redeem some of this stuff, like, too fast, it just kind of breaks the scripting of the certain events. And I was like, well, like, I'm not finding anything right now. Like, the inventory thing was getting frustrating already. So I was just like, well, screw it. I'm just going to restart. I've done that. I followed the path a little bit. I instantly found, like, a multi-tool that was, like, 3 times better than the one you start with, which is not saying a lot because that thing's pretty bare bones. You know, I found a suit upgrades. Like, so I'm already, like, having a better experience by not accepting their pre-order stuff.
Yeah, yep.
Which is, it's just a weird that would, you know,
break it.
Just break everything like that. Like, I got the thing that says I want to follow the Atlas path, and now I'm kind of, you know, they're giving me some direction to go, while still allowing the freedom to kind of do what you do, if you will. It's a better overall experience now. So it's a weird thing that the stuff that they give you to pre-order their game and get excited about kind of breaks their game.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I mean, I restarted. It was whatever. It's not like I had made it super far. I think I had jumped like 2 galaxies, which I probably shouldn't have really been able to do in the time I did anyways, because I shouldn't have had the hyperdrive. And yeah, I mean, I was just kind of lost a little bit because I missed a lot of the, like, this is what you need to do, and then you build this. And so I think I jumped 1 galaxy, and then I needed like to refill the hyperdrive with something, and I didn't have the recipe for it because I'd never actually had to build it in the first place.
Right.
And so I was like, yeah. So it is weird, but I'm back in, having a good time. Like I said, couple hours every couple nights. And
when the Atlas popped the first time, I said, no, I don't want to follow it. I want to just kind of go off and do my own thing. And like 8 or 9 hours later, I'm like, son of a bitch. Yeah, I wish I had followed it. Eventually, I'm back on track. There's it kind of
does it like wrap back around?
Yeah, it does.
So you sure you don't want a little?
Well, no. It says, you know, you can. I guess spoiler. I can't really spoil much.
I don't really.
Game.
Yeah.
You're given the option of getting back on track with the Atlas, or dude will just open up black holes for you to fly through.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So I chose, I said, no, I'm not doing the black holes. I want to go back on the path of the Atlas to get that experience now as well, because you get Atlas stones at all these different waypoints, and from what I understand, you need the Atlas stones. I don't know why, but I keep hearing people say, you're going to need them, don't sell them. Because they sell for a pretty penny, like 5 million.
Oof.
Yeah. Or I'm sorry, 500,000.
Oh, you buy that's them. A largely different number.
Well, hold on. You can buy them from AI for anywhere from 2.5 to 5 million.
Oh.
Which is why you want to keep them, because that's a whole lot of mining. And the mining isn't just for selling the stuff. You actually use it for fuel, use it for
everything.
Repair.
Everything, yeah. Your suit, your gun, your multi-tool, your ship.
Life support, everything.
Your shields, your guns, your everything, yeah.
I think in 1 to 2 years, this is going to be just a massive game.
Yeah.
But I do think they were under some pressure to release it early. I mean, look at the hype this game has.
I mean, it's been delayed a couple of times already, but I think it was just to a point where, like, they needed to just get this thing out and now kind of continue. I mean, they're like, that's like a group of, like, 10 dudes or something.
Yeah, it is. It's 10 or 11, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it's ridiculous as is, but... Yeah, it's a game that is going to continue to grow and hopefully in the right directions and see what they do. Yeah,
I'm having a blast now. I think it controls
like it.
Well.
I like it a lot.
So
that's that.
That's that. What else did you play?
I played and I was super disappointed by... So, the Games with Gold games this month, right? So, WWE 2K16 was just made available. And I've kind of been like... wanting to play this game for a while because wrestling games can be fun, right? Like I've had good times with them in the past, and I was like, I want to get back into a wrestling game. So I was like super excited when this came up with Game of Gold. And I was like, this is the one. All right, I'm back in. I downloaded it. And I'm like, okay. I went through all the create a wrestler bullshit and made a stupid looking guy with a fucking dumb outfit. And then I started to play, my wife was sitting with me and she's like, your guy looks like an idiot. I was like, yeah, it's great, right? And then I started to play and I kind of turned to her and I went, this game's not very fun. Like, it's not fun to play at all.
And I can't remember the last time I loved a wrestling game.
N64?
Yeah,
I mean, that's the last time I loved a wrestling game.
I mean, absolutely in love would probably be Raw back on SNES.
Oh, wow. No, I love
those. A long time ago.
I love those N64 ones. I played the wheels off of those things.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like, that game just plays awful. And that was super disappointing.
I just think it got too convoluted.
Yeah, there needs to be a grab button, and once you're grappling, you can push a direction and a button, or you can hold the button to do a grab, and then you get a new set of moves.
Right.
Bring
right.
back that old control scheme. And then I've been playing a whole bunch of Destiny and Binding of Isaac and Rocket League, and that's all that. And then the last two, we have not played, but I have played some Uno.
Yes, I've played some Uno as well.
But we have not played Uno together.
Bishop.
He busts
my ass every time we play.
Uno's almost back.
No, the servers on that game suck.
Obviously, I haven't had any.
Yeah, I can't look at leaderboards.
Really? Weird,
I'm randomly disconnected. The game's crashed 3 or 4 times.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird,
I expected, frankly.
I mean, yeah, so did I, and I've kind of been surprised that hasn't happened. I've played a bunch of online games, and I've never been kicked from them, and they seem to work fine. That game, the biggest problem that game has is that its pacing is slow.
It is really slow.
There's a lot of animations that it needs to go through that they just need to be sped up. Like that everything about that game just needs to kind of get moving quicker. Just turn to turn to turn, just knocking that stuff out. But that's the only real issue I have with that stuff. I haven't had any of the weird crashes or anything. Yeah. I believe they're there.
I mean, the modifiers. Those are
they ruined Tetris. So
I was reading about the game because I wanted to know, is it just me or are people having issues? And the top comment was, well, what do you expect from the company that fucked up Tetris?
Yeah, I mean...
So how much I love Ubisoft.
Well, you know how much I don't.
Right.
So I was pleasantly surprised that it actually worked to begin with. That sucks that those things are happening. I haven't had them happen to me. So knock on wood with that. But yeah, the pace of the game, it just moves too slow.
Yeah.
They put all these like cute little animations and all that stuff in, and that's great. Like you can keep that stuff in there, but there needs to be like a notch that says like game speed up times 2. And then that game will get cooking and you can kind of really get moving through that stuff. The camera stuff is there, but it's only for friends only, so they've taken some of the fun craziness that was 360 Uno out of it, because not everybody's just going to have their camera on doing who knows what, as I've seen some shit in some Uno games.
Yep.
So
that's a unique way to say Uno, but yep, there's one of them.
But I mean, Uno is fun and will remain fun, and also one of the most like stressfully irritating games that there's ever been, just because you winning is in the hands of three other people cooperating, and people on the internet don't cooperate.
Yeah. AI Luna can eat my ass.
So, yeah, that's Uno. It sucks that you're having those issues. I wish the game played faster.
I mean, it's like I said, it's happened, what, three times? It's crashed me three times. I've played quite a bit.
I mean,
of
that's
game.
Three too many for Uno. You know what I mean? Like, that's. Course. It's Uno.
Yeah.
But. And then the last thing that I have on my list is Anode.
That's right. I still haven't played that.
Which is a really interesting. It's not really like. It's a falling blocks game, but I think that's kind of really where the similarities end as far as like its Tetris comparisons, if you will. It almost reminds me of like a Dr. Mario style game, kind of combined.
Yeah, it's kind
with
of Tetris on a 3D
no.
rotatable world. No?
Okay. No, 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 it doesn't rotate. This one's flat.
Oh, what rotates then?
That's the Quattro's game. That's Tetris on a.
See, I'm
on four planes.
I gotta play these games so I know what I'm talking about.
But it's essentially there's like each piece is made up of like little like nodes, okay, and they're different colors. And so your goal is to try and connect as many nodes as possible so they can connect, you know, next to each other, on top of each other. They all go diagonally as well. There's certain pieces that you can pop together that will kind of connect different colors together. And then there's like a detonator piece for each color as well. So you connect that to, you know, your big pile of already kind of interlooped nodes, and then they all explode and all the pieces drop down and so on and so forth. But it's an interesting thing, especially with the diagonal connections, which I couldn't wrap my brain around at first. I was just doing like next to each other and on top of each other. But
yeah.
as you go, wait, I can weave this weird chain of all these things together by just pitting this piece here, and it'll diagonal in and go that way. It's really cool. I'm a big fan of this game because it's making me think kind of differently than you normally do about like a falling block game. You can't really play this game like Tetris just because it's not, you know, it's not a matter of filling up a line horizontally to make them all disappear. It's really about kind of setting yourself up to make sure that I've got a place where all my greens can go, and okay, now I need to build up, but I'm going to leave this diagonal slot open so that when I get the detonator, I can sit it in here, and all the greens will blow up, and then these ones will fall, and the, you know, the yellow detonator will fall into that pile of yellows, and you can build like really interesting chains doing that, and I like it. The first time I played it, I was awful at it. But you know, it's one of those like as you play and you realize like, oh, okay, so I can. Actually,
there's a moment where it all clicks together.
Yeah, there's that click, and you go, okay, I can build these weird connections straight up diagonal, and so now I'm putting together, you know, like 12, 15, you know, 16-piece nodes that are just, when you drop the detonator on, it just explodes the entire board and everything falls. And
okay.
It's yeah, I like this game a lot. It has multiplayer, but it's only local. It's all local. I wish it had online because that it could be really fun because there are like modifiers, so there's like positive kind of things, and it looks like if you're playing multiplayer that you can, you know, inflict negative status ones on your opponent, which I'd like to see what some of those are. So I might just plug an extra controller in and just go. But yeah, this game's really cool. I wish it had online play. That's a kind of a bummer.
Yeah, maybe it'll get added.
But I don't know. I mean, this game's been out on Steam I think for a couple or a year or so. So if it's not built into it already where it would have launched with it, I don't know if that'll happen. But it's like $5, right, I think?
Yeah, super
or
cheap.
$6 or something? Totally worth it.
It might even be less than that.
Yeah, it's great. It might be $4. It was one of those where I was like, that's the right price point, then I'm going to give it a try anyways. And it's turned out that I really, really enjoy it. And I played all those other games we talked about last week that fucking...
Yep.
You'll never know about.
Hey, did you check out We Happy Few since they patched it?
I have not.
Okay.
No.
Check that out.
Me too. Right. They've alleviated some of our concerns.
It seems like Rocket League.
It seems like it. Yeah, we have.
I'm getting better some nights.
Hey, some nights is a key term,
right?
There.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I've learned a little bit.
Some nights you impress me, and some nights you infuriate me. So you know.
I mean, yeah. I know what you mean. I've played a lot, but yeah, mostly I've been just in this zone of isometric, I'll say dungeon crawlers, you know, started with Van Helsing and Victor Vram and all that stuff. So I picked up Sword Coast Legends on Xbox One.
Tell me about that game.
Steaming pile of shit. First off, it doesn't look good at all. It looks like fucking garbage. Second, the load times, I'm talking 3-4 minutes.
Strong recommendations.
I can go to load up a game, literally turn back to my computer, find something on YouTube to keep me busy, and then eventually it'll load back in. All right. It's already corrupted one of my save files, so I had to start over brand new. All right. And on top of that, let me see. Yeah, it looks like shit, plays like shit. No, I think I've covered it all. I love Dungeons and Dragons, you know, the Forgotten Realms universe, things like that. So it is certainly D&D. This is the game that I tried to buy on PC, only to have this giant purple square in the middle of my screen that a lot of people said wasn't there, and then surprisingly one day it was, and the developer's answer was, sorry, if you're seeing that, you don't have a good video card, you have to upgrade, period. There's no workaround. So everyone was like, "What the fuck?" The studio, they're closed. They were shuttered before this game came out. So I should have known better. It's a $30 game. Don't spend a fucking cent on it. It is trash.
I thought it was 20. Didn't we go over this before?
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Yes, you're right. It is 20.
Maybe
it's so bad that I felt like I got fucked harder than I did. I wanted to use less curse words.
Sword Coast Legends is a $20 game.
Yeah, and that's still too much. Anything more than $5, don't bother. It is, unless you're a hardcore D&D fan, in which case, sure, get the experience, check it out, it's neat. But it's only D&D in the sense that it takes place in Forgotten Realms. That's it. You know, it's. I don't know. I'm super disappointed. I'm gonna try to play through it, try to get to the end to experience some stuff. But I'm so upset that this game turned out the way it did. And part of it is because it runs like garbage. That game also has crashed on me a few times. I don't know what's going on lately, but games that I have high hopes for all run like trash. Let's move on. Another, I guess, isometric-ish game, Reach and Clear Deadline. You and Bishop have been shitting on this game hard, and you guys haven't even touched it yet. However, I have 6 messages over the last 2 days from people on my friends list asking me how the game is. So obviously it's grabbed some attention of some folks. It is a below-average game. All right, it certainly has some issues. It's super slow. Technically speaking, it's not solid. You know, you can shoot through walls in some cases, and enemies can do the same. But there is something about this game that I absolutely love. And essentially what it is I say it plays slow. I thought it was a twin-stick shooter, and you know, those games play fast. It's not. Imagine playing an RTS. And you have one squadron of soldiers that, you know, you send out to do things. Well, this is essentially that squadron of 4 soldiers that you move from point to point. You can go into sort of a turn-based, you know, give them directions and they'll follow it. Use abilities. There's loot in the game. So immediately I was like, yep, okay, I'm in. But it's slower paced. I've found lately that I stay out of that, you know, pause, give directions type thing. Give one dude a shotgun, a dude an assault rifle, a sniper rifle, and an Uzi, and we just go through and mow people down. They have dungeons. Each dungeon has 20 floors, and literally the game is paused right now. I'm on floor 20, just about to finish it and get some mega loot. So it's for 15, I think it was $15. It's not a bad game. I'm enjoying it. There is no co-op, I don't believe. I think there was on PC. At least I haven't seen it on Xbox. Maybe I just didn't notice it, but I really don't think it's there. Overall, though, I do like the game. You know, it probably had a smaller team than Sword Coast Legends did, and it's way better. Way better. Still doesn't look great. I'm sure it's an indie, you know, but I really like it. And hopefully they get enough sales that they can make a sequel, because there's a really solid foundation there for them.
Breach and Clear is $15.
There you go.
I paid less than that when I played it on mobile.
Oh, you played it on mobile? Oh,
this looks like it has more in it, or is a follow-up. The first review on Xbox.com for Breach and Clear sucks. Didn't even get past first room.
Oh, wow. That shows that they put a lot of effort into it.
Fix your game. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Crashy. Says it all. Not ready for play. Fun with post-launch support can be great. There you go.
Yeah, see, it's. I mean, it's certainly lacking. Don't go into this expecting a AAA title. Like I said, it's below average at best, but there is a solid foundation, and what they have that works well, I think works really well. I also played Kingdom New Lands. This is a side-scrolling base builder RPG type thing. I say that because I guess there's like five different lands. I read about the game. It did really well on PC. And it came out like a year ago. But now that it's out on Xbox, I'm like, I'll check this out. It was also $15. And I say, yeah, I want to check it out. There's a trial. Go check that out. But I got the trial and enjoyed it so much that I bought it. The problem is the difficulty scaling is obscene. You go from what you do is you're on a horse, and you're the king or the queen. You can choose male or female. You're essentially walking around giving orders. You recruit people into your kingdom. It's I guess it's a village to start, by giving them a coin. Then they become one of your residents, and they're looking for a job. So what you'll do then is, either you can buy a bow for bow and arrows, and they'll run over, grab the bow, and then become archers. Or you can buy a hammer, and they become builders. Eventually, you can buy a scythe, and they'll become farmers. And you keep doing that over and over. At night, trolls come out. They're little dudes. They almost look like they're from Final Fantasy, the original. They kind of look like a blue mage, for anybody who understands that reference. They run out, and they will attack your villagers, and they'll hit a villager, he'll drop whatever item he has, you know, a bow or a scythe or whatever. They'll pick it up and run off with it. So essentially it costs you money every time that happens. Now, if you get hit, you'll drop coins. You use your coins, like I said, to do stuff. You can build archer towers and walls and stuff like that for your defenses. But if you don't have coins and you get hit, you lose your crown. If they run off with your crown, game over. All right, and the objective is to last as long as you can, and then to get through all the five kingdoms. It is procedurally generated. They say it's a roguelite, but I mean, there's some stuff that kind of carries over to the next map or the next playthrough and stuff like that. But overall, it's kind of the same experience that I've played. I think five new games. Because it gets to a point where there's just so many trolls that come out that it looks like there's a blood moon that comes out, and suddenly I'm just overwhelmed. My dudes just get absolutely ransacked. So I've got to figure out, you know, how to appropriately build towards a nice balance while also building my settlement at a reasonable pace. And that's where I am right now, still trying to figure out, you know, where the balance is with all that. So,
There's a free trial for that. So.
Yes, it's free trial. Yep. And it's only $15. So it's something to consider if you're into that type of stuff. Look it up on PC, like I said. You'll see some of the reviews. I mean, this game has its own subreddit, and it's very, very popular. So it's obviously people enjoy the game, and people are playing the shit out of it. They're releasing expansions for it often. You know, it's for instance, this game actually has the first expansion included. And that's where a lot of the neat stuff that I'm still trying to figure out what it does, a lot of that neat stuff is included. You can get different mounts. I know people were saying you can get a unicorn, you can get a bear. Right now I have a horse. That's about it. I really like the game. It's got that 8-bit, you know, 16-bit type visual that I hate. But for this game, I think it kind of works. You know me, I change my mind on things. So there's that. I think that's it for me. Didn't you play the new Madden?
Not really.
Okay.
No achievements in the trial version, so I'll just wait.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I played the opening, which is weird because the Patriots are nowhere to be found, even though they're on the cover.
Yeah, well.
Strange.
What happens when the league hates you?
Sure. All
right. I think that's about it. I think what we're going to do for the show going forward as well, I don't think we need to talk about releases unless they're major. You know, it's not. It usually takes a few seconds, and it makes the show run on a little bit longer than it needs to, frankly. So we're not going to jump right back into the Metacritic game right now either. But you guys can start emailing us again. We haven't had an email, I think, since July, which was actually before after we stopped recording for a bit. So that would be nice. But let's talk about a little bit of news. I know you've got some. I've got a couple of quick hitter things.
Okay.
All right. Did you bring anything?
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
You want me? Okay.
You go.
Coming yesterday, I think it was, there's been some quotes talking, you know, some heads, talking heads at Microsoft talking about the Xbox One possibly being the last generational console that Microsoft releases, and people are freaking out about it, in one way or another. Frankly, I think it's going the way of the PC. You're going to see upgradable components, and online you have to pay for.
Well, you've always had to pay for online.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to pay for your internet, but when you buy a game on PC, usually the multiplayer shit's included. You don't have to pay for gold.
Well, I mean, it hasn't been that way on console in years, though.
What do you mean?
You can't play multiplayer without Xbox Gold.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And on PC, you can buy Call of Duty, and you've got multiplayer. You don't have to pay an extra fee. That's what I'm pointing out.
You think that's changing for PC or
no?
For...
I think. What I'm saying is...
You think it's going to be free?
The Xbox is becoming like the PC with the exception that
you
have to pay.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm with you. All right. Okay.
You sure?
Came out funny.
I'll talk slower.
Nope.
Dude, these consoles have been out for 3 years. God damn.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We're getting new ones this year, next year, probably.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Still waiting on crossplay, though.
Everybody says it's on Sony, so...
Yeah, well...
And Sony says, oh, that's a lot harder than it seems, but everyone else
is ready to go.
Everybody else seems to have figured it out, so it's right. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Does it?
Yeah, that's it for that one.
Below got delayed again today.
Yeah, that was on my list as well. What the fuck, Steve?
I don't think I care anymore.
Yeah, I'm done.
And that makes me sad to say, but I read that, and I was just... As I read it, I kind of just went... Fuck this then.
Time to move on.
I just don't care anymore. Like, I'm over it, you know? Like, you had my excitement. You lost it for a little bit. I tried to stay strong.
Coming back, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that sucks. No release date in the future. They said next time you hear Below News, there will be a definitive release date. But
I don't believe it at this point.
But who knows when you'll hear news? I know that's the issue. So
it's delayed indefinitely.
And I like Cappy games a lot, but
man,
I mean, this is just a struggle to get this thing out. All right, go.
Microsoft bought Beam.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the fuck that was. I'd never heard of that until... I'd never heard of it until they bought it.
I mean, they had bought... They purchased Skype, and...
I heard about that.
Now they just own Skype. They're not really doing anything super special with it like I expected.
I mean, the Skype technology is Xbox Party Chat. Like,
is that what it is?
Yeah, that technology is Xbox Party Chat. So
then we know... I mean, based on that, we can assume with...
You would assume that there's going to be some built-in streaming.
Yep, absolutely.
Either to Beam or...
It's going to have to be.
Well, not necessarily. If they had certain technologies or something that...
Why would they buy Beam to let you stream to Twitch when you can already stream to Twitch?
Because maybe... I don't know. Maybe
they're trying to build a competitor.
Unless Beam has something on their back end that was proprietary or, you know... Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows?
But I think they're trying to...
I mean, I would assume that you...
They don't have one.
Have you stream to Beam. Yeah. Stream to Beam. Beam stream.
Oh, shit.
Yep, there it is.
Stream to Beam, yep. E3 2019. Or they're putting it in this Project Scorpio thing.
Yeah, that's more likely.
Yeah, I know.
Final Fantasy 15 got delayed 2 months.
Weird.
To November 29th. 2 months. That's a big delay for a game that's been delayed forever. So fuck that game, too. Done with that one. Keep delaying them. You'd make me care less and less and
less. Isn't it awful? Ugh. We get to play Titanfall 2 this weekend.
Yep. And next weekend.
Yeah, and next weekend.
Well, by the time you're listening to this, it's probably both of them are over, but...
Yeah. Well, I'll do my best.
That's right. I said it.
I gotta try to do something. Like I said, my motivation's gone out the window. Simple as that. But, you have anything else?
Battlefield 1 open beta starts the 31st of August.
Oh, Jesus.
Beta. So that's everybody again. So,
goddamn.
Good on EA for just making both of these things just open. You know, just everybody in. EA also came out, I don't know if you saw, and said that they're exploring the idea of remakes because everybody else is doing them and making money off of them.
I'm so upset, dude.
But that means that maybe we'll get a Mass Effect trilogy remake?
Yeah, well, they've already said that if there's interest, they'll do that.
Yeah, there's fucking... Hey, I know. Guess what? There's interest.
The Assassin's Creed games, there's...
I saw they got raided. The Ezio games. Assassin's Creed was good. So that's... also, bring back Dead Space. Hashtag bring back Dead Space.
I bought a new one. What the fuck, man?
That company's making fucking Star Wars now. So
fucking vicious cycle where every 10 years they just remake the same fucking game. I'm tired of it.
That company's making Star Wars and Battlefield games. So Dead Space is dead. Dead Space is dead.
Before we wrap up,
hold on. I'm not done with news.
Siri, how much news did you bring?
I got three things. I got
one
more. Metal Gear Survive.
I'm not touching a Metal Gear game at all.
Why?
Because Kojima's gone.
So this game's getting shit on a lot, and I understand it, right? Like, I get it. I'm kind of interested in this.
I'm interested in it,
it's four-player, stealth, co-op.
I enjoyed the
zombie-type enemies.
Metal Gear game because it was so... It's fucking ridiculous.
Did you not just hear what I said? You get fucking sucked into a wormhole, and you fight
on my wormhole.
Biological enemy, mutated enemies, like in co-op. I'm kind of into all of these ideas. They also said it's not going to be a full price game. So
Yeah.
All
right, I'm back in.
In 2017, supposedly? I don't know. I'm kind of into the idea.
What are the odds?
I'm sure it's bad, but I like the idea of it.
This is a fucking pay-by chapter.
No. It's just... They're reusing the assets from 5, the same engine. I think it's just an easy build that they just want to try. I mean, Konami is making pachinko machines, and that's kind of it right now. So if they can score some easy cash on console games, I think they're up for it. But
can I go all hype mode now?
All right, I'm done.
So show VIP J. Rubel had asked me on Twitter.
He's playing Watch Dogs right now, by the way. J. Rubel, you've made good life choices, my friend.
Yeah, well, I mean, except for the whole being Canadian.
Well, so, yeah,
he sent me a link saying, you know, hey, have you seen this game? It's called Elex. It's elexgame.com, E-L-E-X, okay? And I pulled it up, started kind of reading about it, and goddamn, this game looks amazing. It's a mix of, like, high fantasy meets futuristic sci-fi. And it almost looks like you're going to be, instead of, like, switching realms, like, going between the sci-fi world and the fantasy world. So you have, like, laser guns and mechs and you know, armor, and then you switch over and you've got magical swords and cool armor and you're fighting trolls and stuff like that. The game is, it looks like it's pretty early on. They say they're coming to consoles. It's developed by Piranha Bytes. You recognize them?
Nope.
They made Gothic, that Gothic series?
Nope.
Okay. I would urge everyone to go check it out, elexgame.com. Just some of the stuff they have, there's jetpacks, of course, there's jetpacks. They're saying PS4, Xbox One, and PC. The assets they're showing off, the screenshots, look very console-esque. If they were PC, I would think they would be a lot sharper. But this is one of the games that, as soon as he showed it to me and I started looking at what they offer, I'm starting to get on the train. Pretty excited. So, check it out, elixgame.com. Do you have anything to add, or can we wrap this shit up?
I'm done.
All right. That's going to do it for episode 192 of Press A to Listen. Hopefully you get to hear this episode, because we expect to be back. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. So until next week, good night.